The 10th annual Mountain Film kicks off today. The film festival aims to make audiences feel they're a part of a local and a global community. Mountain Film does include films about outdoor sports, but Gina Bueller, executive director of the Wheeler Opera House, says the focus is really on something bigger.
You know, you get the adventure, but it's more about the people and the spirits. You know, we talk about the indomitable spirit that exists within Mountain Film.
One film highlights that indomitable spirit through cooking, not climbing. The documentary Sofra is the story of a group of women in the Burj Barakna refugee camp in Lebanon. They start a catering company and eventually buy a food truck. Trevor Hall is the film's producer. He says that even though he had a hand in making the film, he still relives the setbacks and triumphs when he watches it.
And every time I think, oh my gosh, this is going to be the most celebratory moment, they just are steady. And every time I think, oh my gosh, this is the end, they're going to quit, this has got to break them, there's no way to keep going, they just keep going.
Hall believes that a film like Sofra fits perfectly into Mountain Film because it really does embody a mountain town spirit.
It's adventurous. It is brave. It thinks beyond themselves and is really a community effort and not the dream of one individual who might leave others behind.
Mountain Film is also taking a new approach that acknowledges the interconnection in the Roaring Fork Valley itself. For the first time, they've partnered with The Temporary to bring several programs to Basalt in addition to their Aspen and Carbondale offerings. Kristen Kay, Edless Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.